Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day to cancel something. I'm the Beth Arkley Show with you together in Mosaic of Voices from the Arts, Politics, Personal Growth, and Justice. How are you? How about we cancel culture? Is that really a thing? We'll talk about it. We'll surround ourselves with great music, creative booths, too, on our Sunday get-together. It's Sunday, March 7th. Are you listening live? 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 o'clock in the east. Number of motion, 347-857-4505. You're taking along for that live ride. You can also go off of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. Twitter is 24/7 at AB Writes. All being held by the talented TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLA headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin' and the University of Wisconsin. Enjoy all your favorites. Do so safely. Download their app today for contactless ordering. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also by PopNet, it's arts, culture, and conversation. On air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring selections of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. Today, by the way, is also the 56th anniversary of that infamous march over the Edmund Pettus Bridge and the March on Selma. It has been called Bloody Sunday and a consequential moment in American history. One of the key players there, the great John Lewis, the former civil rights icon and congressman, passed away last year. So this year is the first time they've commemorated it without his physical presence. We'll keep that in mind and continue our quest for America to reach a higher ground. Join the conversation on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
People. Okay, can I just mention you're talking like a crazy person?
You can't. Try to love one another right now.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday, on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show, commemorating the 56th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Also, a not-so-forgotten 45 for Brenda, the Youngbloods, and Get Together. That beauty, it's kind of cinematic, too. Kate Campbell's Crazy in Alabama. You kind of see the whole story playing in a black-and-white, greeny movie, don't you? Higher Ground, too. The Blind Boys of Alabama putting their searing signature on a Stevie Wonder classic. We're not there yet in terms of reaching Higher Ground, but we have a quest to do it, and we got to get points for that, so keep at it indeed. By the way, this is the first year. It was March 7th, 1965. About 600 or so protesters crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge for the March on Selma. It was a bloody outbreak, and one of the folks who got bloodied was the late, great John Lewis, the civil rights activist and congressman. Passed away this past year. This is the first time they're commemorating it without him in live physical form. We keep going. And the act, the Voting Rights Act, that bears his name, will make it through the House, but doubtful it'll make it through the Senate. I did hear just earlier today that President Biden is expected to sign some sort of executive order regarding voting rights. I don't know what that entails. Those executive orders, they're temporary Band-Aids. Because if you don't have legislation, they can be overturned easily by the next person, the Oval Office, if you know what I mean. But something is better than nothing, as we could say about the same with the George Floyd crime bill. We'll see. COVID relief, which is the most popular, you think the most bipartisan in terms of the country supporting it. Over 68% of Americans support this COVID relief bill. People need it, including close to 40% of Republicans, I believe. I think it's a breakdown of 98% Democrats, 57% Independents, and 38% or so of Republicans. So it's amazing how there was not one single Republican senator who supported it, including the moderates, the so-called reasonable caucus like Ronkowski. So see what that says about the Biden agenda going forward. But Biden himself, his handling of the COVID crisis, over 60% approval rating. His handling of the economy, over 55% approval rating. His overall approval rating, I think, is at 61 or 62%. So take that, Donald Trump, who never made his way to 50% approval rating in his entire term. So I think the Republicans are a little out of sync. What say you? Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. And speaking of COVID relief, it's funny how on Fox News and other right-wing outlets, the COVID relief bill was not talked about that much this week. They were so busy with cancel culture, you know, whining about Dr. Seuss being canceled. He wasn't, by the way. Those six books were released by the estate of Dr. Seuss. More on that later. Mr. Potato Head, that kind of thing. So question is, and I'm legitimately asking this, is there such a thing as cancel culture, or is it fomenting some sort of right-wing faux outrage? And who's to blame, liberals or the right-wing media? You tell me. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, should you find yourself joining us for the live Sunday, March 7th ride. So on the cancel culture story, what do we have, a couple of folks on this or no? Yeah, Jason says, you know, from Colin Kaepernick to Black Lives Matter, cancel culture has been happening on the right wing. Why are they so worried about Dr. Seuss? Good point. Courtney says, while Republicans are throwing a hissy fit about cancel culture, just remember that Devin Nunes tried to sue a Twitter cow because it said mean things but true things about him. it's true. It goes both ways. And I'm not big on cancel culture on either side. I think sometimes the left goes too far, too. But I don't know that the liberals invented cancel culture. When you think of Colin Kaepernick, as Jason has pointed out, the right wing, including your god, Donald Trump, who called all black athletes at the time sons of bitches because they deigned to take a knee in support of racial equality and civil rights, it's ridiculous. So, I mean, it goes both ways. But it's serious to... some of the stuff is crazy on both sides. I will call it out. That's the difference between many liberals and most on the frightening. My opinion, we'll see. As far as the COVID relief, David says Republicans are attacking trans kids. They'll do anything but talk about the COVID relief bill. Yeah, I mean, exactly. They want to talk about all sorts of things. Val says, if you voted for Republicans, why did you do it? And you need the COVID relief check. They don't want you to have it. Remember that when you go into the voting booth. Yeah, indeed. Speaking of cancel culture, there's a big move to cancel the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. He is under a lot of fire these days. The nursing home scandal regarding the COVID situation came up last week, and then the sexual harassment charges keep coming. A couple of other people came this weekend to say that it was a hostile working environment. For his part, he said there's an investigation independent by Attorney General Letitia James. He'll see what happens there. He has refused to resign, denying that he did anything inappropriate, but he admits he made some people feel uncomfortable. I don't know if that's enough. He may be toast, and I'm a supporter of his. I'm a New Yorker. I think he did a great job with COVID. There were some question marks regarding this whole transparency over the number of COVID deaths in nursing homes that has to be looked into. That's serious. And the sexual harassment claims are also serious should they bear out, and it has to be looked into. And the fact that this stuff is coming to the fore post-Me Too proves it's something not just tawdry, but also maybe dumb on his part. But we'll see. I want it to play out, and I'm okay with investigations. You talk about cancel culture, though. The hypocrisy on the right wing, when nobody on the right wing dared say anything about Donald Trump, who, by the way, had 26 credible claims against him regarding sexual misconduct, and even rape, much more serious charges, and many more of them than Cuomo. They don't say anything, but they're all fuming about how Cuomo has to go. I just saw something by Buck Sexton, who was a radio guy in the right wing. He's calling him a monster. You must resign. I don't remember him ever saying anything outrage regarding Donald Trump's business conduct. So don't talk to us about cancel culture and hypocrisy when you are the purveyors of such. That's my take on that. So we'll see. But apparently, I hear that there are multiple high-level aides to Cuomo have resigned as of Friday following allegations of sexual harassment. So it looks like he may not fare well on this, and it's sad because he has been a very effective governor in many ways. So it's sad if this is true, but if it is true, he may have to go. We'll just have to see. Anybody else on Cuomo's story? There are now five accusers. Mr. Producer says another former aide to Governor Cuomo accuses him of sexual misconduct. I think as they come out, it may not be a very good day for Cuomo. Now, we'll see if he ekes it out, if he has to resign, or if he winds up just not running again in 2022. That may be what will happen. We'll see. As I said, I'm waiting for the investigation, but so far it doesn't look good. In the meantime, I still think he has been the governor, and I still love you, New York, that's for sure. Weigh in. I'm Amy Bethard-Guisha.
July had a firecracker waiting to blow, breaking like a rapper who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Living in a apartment out on Avenue A, had a tar on a corner of town. Had myself a lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since. Love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. That would fit in the folds in my wallet, and it stayed pretty good. Still amazed I didn't lose it on a loop of the place when I was drunk and I was thinking of you. Every day the children, they were singing the tunes out on the streets, and you could hear from inside. Used to take the subway on the house and the third, I would wait for you and not try to hide. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want them to. Cold in the church on the Upper West Side. Babe, I stood there singing. I was holding your arm. You were holding my trust like a child. Found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep it over hello. Farewell to the city and the love of my life as we left before we had to go. Love won't play games with you anymore if you don't want them to. We've been sheep, so bang out the door.
my destination. New York is where I will be from. New York is made for grander things just like me. I will lunch at the Algonquin, swing by the plaza once on in the Three Arts Club. I'll live there in death. New York is made for grander things just like me. Literati, yes, they will love me. Paparazzi, what could this be? Literati, yes, they know of me. New York's waiting for me. Of seduction, glittering on the horizon, mountains of fame and fortune and snow, finally. New York is made for grander things, just like me. Literati, yes, they will love me. This be literati, they know of me. New York's waiting for me.
In the phone booth at Macy's, I slept in a brothel on the way to my destiny. 'Cause New York is made for grander things, just like me. Literati, yes, they will love me. Paparazzi, well, could this be? They know of me. New York's waiting for me.
back in New York City with John Lennon on the Amy Beth Buckley Show. Live in Vega, New York is my destination, and I still love you, New York, from Brian Adams. As we embrace New York, despite the embattled governor, Andrew Cuomo, he's in his bag, as so many politicians are. Should he be canceled? Should he resign before the investigation by AG Letitia James is complete? Weigh in. Twitter writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself joining us live on Sunday, March 7th, as well as the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. A lot of folks chiming in. I think this is interesting. Tasha says, I think it's interesting that Don Jr.'s feed is all about Cuomo. It lends some credibility to the theory that it could be a hit job. I definitely believe we need an investigation. Interestingly, I have speculation about it being a right-wing hit job. That's one thing. So Don Jr., of all people, having his feed filled with this, just like I said earlier about these right-wing social media events. Hello, Trump family. 26 plus allegations against Donald Trump, including actual rape charges, and nobody on the right wing says anything about it, except deny, deny, deny. So I think it's interesting if you see that. Hank says, all the politicians are sleazy. Everybody knows Cuomo is too, but so are the right wing. So let's go for limits, if you know what I mean. Something to say there. It's a right wing hit job for sure. Lizzie, I love Cuomo. He's done a great job, but I'm worried more about the nursing home scandal than I am about the sexual harassment charges. Well, they're both troubling. I got to say, they're both troubling. And as I said, I, for one, have to hold our side accountable as well. But let's see how it plays out. And again, who is really more about cancel culture, if you know what I mean? Hey, you're fired up about things. You have some anger to deal with. The best way to deal with it, I always say, is to channel your anger, your angst, your feelings of all kinds into a creative outlet. And with that in mind, the Inspiration to Action Challenge is helping folks connect their inner artist and sort of create a new creative path for themselves. And when it works for people, I'm so gratified. And when you share it with me and tell us, I am so happy because it helps other folks as well. Lynn Moore, Pennsylvania, gets a shout-out. He says, I'm working on murals and painting and sculpture. A lot of creative work, and the journaling does help focus me. Do it daily, religiously. Thank you for the prod. You're very welcome, Luke. Keep going. Please keep us posted. Love to see some at least pictures of these murals that you're working on. Be fascinating to see. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout out. You deserve it. You're also egging other folks on. On the other hand, you'll creative kick in the keys by all means. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one on me, give me a few weeks to connect and we'll do so. Either way, reach out to the website amybetharkawy.com via the Twitter feed or just Google us. While you're there, check out my stories. The Eliza Gordon Mysteries are available, some other goodies as well. You can chime in with guest suggestions. Story and Forgotten 45 requests. And yeah, we have links to the podcast and social media connections. It's a one-stop shop deal at the website, amybetharkawy.com. And hoping our audio is going over okay. We have some audio glitches that we're working on. Understand the live feed goes through smoothly. On the playback and the podcast, we have what I call audio hiccups where my voice goes in and out sometimes. We're trying to work on that. I'm not sure what the problem is. We are aware and we're working on it. So TCS crew, don't tear your hair out, Trudy. We are working on it. It's radio without anything resembling a net. So I thank you for your patience on that. Work in progress after all this. I don't know. Craziness. Anyway, creativity is the fountain of youth. And it also might be genetic. We can rub off. Whether it's nurture or nature, I don't know. But there's a young man out who has a fascinating new song. And he is the son of Jeffrey Halford, who is an iconic indie rocker who we've had on this show. And his son, Aaron, who's about 22 years old, I think, has this great song out now that, if you listen to the lyrics, reflects on the previous administration and some of the politics of today with a great song. This guy's got a future, so there may be some nurture nature thing going on. We don't know. In any event, listen to it. It's Nowhere to be Found by a young man with a lot of future ahead of him, Aaron Halford, on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Give it a listen. I think you'll like it.
Vote a fraud only when you're losing, and the immigrants are bad except the ones you're using, and I aim about it, but I tell you what to choose with it, like it's 1940, 1942. Losing steam, but I just keep on spinning down the boulevard of hatred and division. Said I've been in charge and made some bad decisions, but thank God my time is finally finished. I was hoping for a smooth transition, but I guess we celebrate the day of your eviction. And this time we won't be forgiven of you. Hate crimes, that's the cost of living. And keep trying to tear us down. Oh, what you think about a welfare? Don't care.
about you, voting fraud. Only when you're losing it, immigrants are bad, except the ones you're using it. Ain't my body, but I tell you what to choose. Like it's 1940, 1942. Losing steam, but I just keep on spinning down. When 200,000 died, you said you was qualified, but you got another ride. Temporary mother.
My razor blade could use a fair. like it was only yesterday. Love was young and foolish, like a little child at play. But oh, how lovers change. I never dreamed how easily. For now, I'm just a shadow of the boy I used to be.
With their own cars and trailers. That's what's new. See, Mr. Potato Head has a car and boat trailer. And there's a car and shopping trailer for his wife, Mrs. Potato Head. It's such fun to do and so easy. Like this. Take any fruit or vegetable. Just stick in eyes, then ears, and then the mouth. You can make the funniest looking people in the whole world. Potato Head people look different every time you make them. Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head with cars and trailers come in $1 and $2 sizes.
What else is new, Hasbro?
A vanity case with toy cosmetics and beautiful accessories and real-looking doctor and nurse kits.
Hasbro makes great toys. It's fun to play with Hasbro.
Sexual, hey girl, if you wanna feel sexual, you can always call up
Melody Martinez on the Amy Beth Arcoe Show. I'm going to nod to Trudy, rooting around the archives for that one. Intriguing lyrics indeed. A classic vintage Mr. Potato Head ad, circa the early 60s. And a couple of writing tunes. Rock Piles, When I Write the Book, for Donna and Elton John's writing. And new music from Aaron Halford, A Man to Watch, a young man with a great voice and some poignant lyrics, nowhere to be found. It is the Amy Beth Arcoe Show. Happy to have you finding us, whether it's live or on podcast. So thanks for joining us. Cancel culture, real or no, what say you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet Chatbox. One final time around the social media we go. Darcy, PopNet Chatbox, says, I do think cancel culture is a real thing, and there's guilt on both sides, right and left. I'm not for it. I think folks need a thicker skin and a sense of humor. Yeah, kind of there too, but there is consequence culture. There's a difference. Sometimes the marketplace shakes out and people have to be held accountable. But it works both ways. I just think there's hypocrisy writ large when you see Republicans and the right wing attacking someone like Andrew Cuomo, not saying he doesn't deserve it, but where were you when Donald Trump was doing all this stuff? Where are you when Jim Jordan is accused of things? When this guy, Madison Cawthorn, who's a new young Republican congressman, is accused of sexual harassment, they don't talk about it. And I'm saying everybody should be held accountable and we should all talk about it and let things shake out how they did regarding the investigation. That's my take. What's yours? Let's see. What anybody else chiming in? Cancel culture? Anything else? Dean says today's GOP is upset that 6 Dr. Seuss books won't be published. Then when Donald Trump incited a deadly terrorist attack designed to cancel the votes of 81 million Americans. Yeah. Not to mention the 500,000 plus people dead on COVID due to the fact that he lied about the darn thing, mismanaged it and all of that. But by the way, Dr. Seuss is canceled. Dr. Seuss's estate pulled out those 6 books that were written in the late 30s to early 50s that had some racist or stereotypical tropes in both the language and the illustrations. They voluntarily took them out of circulation. He has over 40 books. Most of them are still in circulation and are beloved. He still is beloved. Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, Horton Hears a Who, a lot of books that are there that are supporting children, development, the climate, squashing racism and anti-Semitism. Those books are still out there. And when you talk about cancel culture, I don't think anything should be canceled, by the way, but things should be curated and some things should come with disclaimers and put in context. And not everything is taught. We can't teach everything. We can't view, watch, read, and see everything. There are choices we made as parents and as teachers. And but that doesn't mean they're eliminated or thrown off the planet. And that goes for anything. So I'm not really for cancel culture, but I am for accountability and putting things in context. So, like Gone with the Wind was on the other day. I think they had a disclaimer about it. My mother, I watched it times because it was one of my mother's favorite movies. She loved Clark Gable. She wasn't watching it with through the prism of the stereotypical tropes that were pervaded in that movie, that slaves were happy and all that kind of stuff. She just liked the cinematography of it. It was made in 1939. I think it has a value, but it also should be put in context and taught in that way. And similarly, these books that were taken out, by the way, in the 70s, I don't remember ever seeing these books. So they were the most popular ones, but they should be held in an archive, and they should be taught in children's literature classes in college and graduate school, so people should evaluate the evolution of diversity and stereotyping and all of that, but maybe not give them to younger children. I would agree with that. But those are choices. Again, it's not censorship. It's not cancellation. It's choices that educators and parents and people make regarding what they see and what they expose children to and what they expose themselves to. That's all. So there's a difference, in my opinion. So think about it that way. Dominic says, who feels safe now that Mr. Potato Head and Dr. Seuss have been canceled? Neither is true. They haven't been. And Hasbro, by the way, pulled back on the whole business with making Mr. Potato, quote unquote, gender neutral. By the way, it's a potato, so I don't really know, but there are some things. Kim says, I don't know. Is somebody cooking up something in their basement that says that Ken Dumbarton Skipper. I want to keep up. I love that. I think it's actually Barbie dumped Ken for Skipper. I don't know. Sort of homophobia craze in the right wing. I just finished Paula Martinek's latest novel, Testimony, about homophobia on a college campus in the early 60s. It's an interesting read. I think we're going to have her as a guest again on this show. So I have that on my mind. But just think, you can play these people's mind. Start something. What I mean. Barbie is really gay. Oh, my God. What would happen? I know. I'm nasty. I'm naughty. What can you do? Hey, thanks so much for tagging along for us in real time. You know I love to play with you in real time. If you missed any of the show, want to hear it again, don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arkwe Show wherever you find your podcasts. And be on the listen to for select editions of the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, and now on Podstream. Thank you so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, getting us through live. We'll check on the audio later, but we're doing what we can, as they say. And thank you so much. Don't forget to drive safe, play nice, dream big. Wear your darn mask. Don't burn. Now, like the folks in Boise, we're so close. Let's follow the protocols, people. Vaccinations have not been given on a widespread enough plane, number one. And number two, you're still going to have to follow those social protocols for a while. So just please do it. Anyway, let's come back and see if on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. I'm going to leave you with one because tonight's the big night for the infamous Oprah interview with Harry and Meghan. Are you going to be watching? It could be a royal mess. Take care. I love you all.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns stretching the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns stretching the hotel room. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
Crave it.